Welcome to the Underground, the Steel City Underground, the black and gold standard for Pittsburgh Steelers coverage. Now, here's your host, Terry Fletcher.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Steel City Underground podcast. My name is Terry Fletcher. Well, we are back to week one, so that means that it is time for regular season WTF, or what I like to call What the Football. And you'll hear me every week coming to you with what's happened around the league and just some of the things that you may have missed in each game, or let's just had, or maybe just had you head scratching on what the football just happened. But first, we want to let you know that MyBookie has a great promotion for you. The NFL is back in action, and so is a winning season at MyBookie. With over $500,000 in contest prize money, winning season makes the biggest games better and the victories even sweeter. Head to MyBookie.ag and choose from a variety of boosts, contests, and promotions. Up for grabs, highlighted by crown jewel of winning season, the famed MyBookie Super Contest. It only costs $10 to enter. Pick five games against the spread each week. Each win earns you a point, and each point gets you closer to the grand prize. If you missed out on week one, don't even sweat it, because entries are still open, and all it takes is one solid week to get you back in the mix. Don't just take my word for it. Join now and start your winning season with MyBookie today. In order to get you started, make your first deposit at mybookie.ag and use promo code STEELCITY to instantly receive double your deposit. That's double your money, double your winnings with your first ever deposit using promo code STEELCITY. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. Okay, let's get on to it. So let's first start with the Steeler game. That's, you know, I'm so excited that football's back. I'm sure all of you are. And I know that Joe and Brian already gave you kind of a rundown of what was going on in the game. But let me just show you some of my, or talk to you about my, some of my observations that were definitely what the football. One of the things in the Steelers game, which I thought was great, and this is one of the things that you may have missed as you were watching the end around that where Chase Claypool had the ball. Well, it was funny because our new tight end, Pat Freiermuth, he basically was... he had his defender that he was pushing away, and he was moving a man from point A to point B against his will, and all the way, he just didn't stop. It was like a truck moving. For those of you that have seen the movie Blindside, remember the scene where the defender that is the star of the movie, he basically, Michael Orr, he basically takes that guy all the way to the very end and dumps him where the bus is. And the coach says, "Where were you taking him?" He said, "It was time for him to leave." So he basically, that's what that reminded me of. It was awesome. And Pat has been a great addition to our ball club. So I'm so excited to see him on the field. Now, let's just talk about some of the things that happened that just had us a little bit frustrated. First of all, what about the refs? Okay, there's a hashtag and it's called refs suck. I'm just going to put it out there. Yes, they do. They were not calling holding calls at all. I mean, come on. Our group all day long was getting accosted around the neck and around the waist and just no holding calls. And I'm not whining about it. I'm serious. If you actually go back to take a look, you're sitting there thinking, what are they not seeing back there? So I know that right now the darling of the NFL is Josh Allen. I mean, they've already anointed him the next MVP of the league. But let's be serious. You need to call those penalties when they happen. It doesn't matter who they happen to. It reminds me of when Tom Brady was in New England, and every time that he would basically, you know, get slightly tagged or pushed, they'd call, you know, roughing the passer, or they'd never call holding against Tom Brady. It's like, you've got to be kidding me. So, you know, refs, come on, get your glasses on. You know, let's do your job. Now, another thing that I thought was interesting was, first of all, this is a WTF that all of you probably heard. Every single media person, every single talking head basically took the Bills to win our game. But let's just break down our game. Talk about our defense. The steel curtain is back, people. They were greatly underestimated on what they could do on week one. And when I saw what TJ Watt came in and did, and I agree with Ben Roethlisberger, he said obviously preseason is overrated, but he was in full form. Despite missing camp, he is worth every penny of his big payday. But who was the surprise? The surprise, and I apologize for saying this, Cam Haywood, because Cam Haywood, I absolutely adore you and I have mad respect for you, but he's considered the old guy of the bunch. But he continues to be one of the most underrated defensive players in the NFL. Talk about the control of the line of scrimmage. He was a one-man wall out there, just a wrecking ball. He was in Allen's face the entire game. And we had playmakers at every level. Minka Fitzpatrick, he made some hits. Joe Hayden, he was very stingy with what he gave them, and he always had his coverage there. Even Devin Bush cleaned up the middle. Cam Sutton, though, what about Cam Sutton? He made a game-changing fourth down read to absolutely stuff out a pitch play, and it was just the most impressive Steeler D unit I have seen in a really long time, and it silenced a lot of people out there. So well done. Talk about a WTF moment. It was just great. And let's look at the offense. I mean, 39-year-old Big Ben, he gets it done. He definitely looked like, you know, early there was some issues with shaking off some rust behind that still very young growing offensive line. But the Pittsburgh offense, we came out in the second half. I mean, talk about coming out late. He made some big plays. He had some massive third down conversions. It still looks like they're not doing many, you know, 20 plus air yards, which to me, that's a WTF in itself. That kind of bothers me. But hopefully now that we've got our footing, that will absolutely change and we'll see Matt Canada's offense really start to click. But here's what I really loved, and this is the, you know, what the football. Josh Allen, again, who's supposed to be so ultra impressive, he looked uncomfortable out there. You know, he could not find a mark downfield. He was going very high on his receivers. He got strip sacked by TJ Watt, and he could not do anything. And it was just such an off target for him. I was just like, this is really, really a great game. And I just love the generated pressures of our defenders. We just absolutely, you know, did what we had to do to make sure that we won that game. And I just knew we were going to win. I did. I know everybody's probably like, oh, you didn't know. Yes, I did. I knew it. Even when we were down at half, I said to my husband, I said, you know what, we're going to win this. I just know we're going to come back. Speaking of my husband, Tom, I'm going to shout out to him. We made a bet at the beginning of the season, and our bet was that I really thought that Dobbs would be on the roster and that Mason Rudolph would not be there. I thought he might get traded. I thought second would be Haskins, Dobbs, and, you know, whatever, and somebody for the practice squad. Well, I was wrong, and if I was right, he was going to have to wear Terry was right to our wine bar and in front of our friends. Well, no, he said now that I lost the bet, I had to shout him out on Steel City Underground. So here we are. Here's his shout out. Okay, now we're going to move on from that. Also, a shout out to Melvin Ingram. I mean, that guy, he is amazing. What a pickup we have in him. And he was all over the field as well. He can sub in both right and left side. Talk about an amazing edge rusher between him and Highsmith and Cam and TJ Watt. We are going to have such a unit out there. But here was one WTF, and you know, they never learn. You do know that Buffalo fans decided to do something with our terrible towel, right? I saw beer poured over it. I saw them trying to pick up dog crap in somebody's backyard with it. Well, guess what? Comes back to bite you. There is a curse, and you need to realize there's a curse. So there you go. A couple WTF moments in the other areas. The Cleveland-Kansas City game. Okay, you know what? Everybody's like, Kansas City, Kansas City, Kansas City. And then everybody else. I even heard Kay Adams say that in Good Morning Football. Did you see the game? Cleveland was actually beating them the entire time. And then, obviously, Patrick Mahomes does what he does and comes back. But I was not impressed with the defense on Kansas City. And if Andy Reid thinks that he is going to, you know, win the AFC again with that defense, he's going to have another thing coming. I mean, yes, they talk about we're the king of September and undefeated. Well, okay, that could be absolutely true. But let's face it, they did not do a great job from a defensive standpoint. And so they really need to figure out what's going on there. And, you know, just there was some things there that they need to work on. So even though, yeah, we can, you know, give all the love to Pat Mahomes, who no doubt is great, but for me a WTF was, wow, did you see that game? I mean, 33-29, the Chiefs gave up 29 points. That's not okay. So that's not okay if you think you're the best team in the league. So just keep that in mind. I always can see them doing something. Now, one of the WTF moments in that game was there was a player, Rodney, he punched a Kansas City coach, and they didn't see it at first. And then during the game, they called down from New York and said, no, he's disqualified. Get him out of there. Yeah, you can't punch a coach and step on a player. So he's out of there. But that was kind of unfortunate. I didn't like that at all. The Washington football Washington football team, they lost Ryan Fitzpatrick to a subluxated hip. He's on IR. And so now they're going with Tyler Heinicke. And that's the Thursday night game. Talk about an interesting game with, you know, we're not really excited about the two quarterbacks that are coming up. But it'll be, you know what, football's back. You don't mind on week two. We'll see what happens. But the WTF moment is going to be, I guess, the HBO show Hard Knocks may not be continuing. So we'll see what happens, because they're saying to listen, there's going to be an announcement made on Thursday regarding the Hard Knocks. So we'll see what happens on that. I'll be interested to see what they do with that. On the 49ers, it was actually on the 49ers in their game, a WTF moment. Their kicker, when he was practicing his you know, foot swing or whatever as he goes up to kick, he fell down. Yeah, I was on the Come On Man for the ESPN, but it just was funny to me when I saw him totally landed on his butt. So that was pretty funny to me when you see that kind of stuff happen. So it's like, dude, how many times have you been doing that? So we kind of give him crap about that. Okay, so let's move to a game where I can't wait to bring up this WTF moment. First of all, what in the heck is going on with the Green Bay Packers? Now, we know that Aaron Rodgers in the offseason was not happy. He wants the manager or the general manager gone, but he didn't go to any preseason, didn't come to any practices, and I don't think he played in preseason, but dude, his hair is long. He looks like he's 150 years old. They were not in sync. They, you know, the score with the Saints, 38-3, they lost. I mean, talk about an embarrassing game. He was actually benched for their backup in the fourth quarter with over 10 minutes left. Does that actually happen to the reigning MVP? Who knows? But it was pretty, pretty bad. So, I mean, not taking anything away from Jameis Winston's, looks like he found his team, but oh my goodness, that was such a bad game. It was embarrassing. So we'll see what happens. Maybe at some point, you know, the media personnel won't continue to give Rodgers so much love, because he just looked awful. It was ugly for him. He never looked in sync with his targets. He never really trusted his offensive line because he was shuffling. His footwork was terrible. He was just not himself. It was just not good. So if you get a chance to look at that, he actually had a 36.8% passer rating. And his team scored that 3 points. So that was the fewest in history for a reigning MVP. Talk about what the football. So I want to go to a game that I was actually really excited to watch. You know, remember, I am in the LA area, so I am in inland in California. And even though I am a diehard Steeler fan, we have everything here is all about the LA Rams or the Chargers. Well, I wanted to see how Stafford was going to do. And in my fantasy league, I have Ben Roethlisberger, I also have Stafford, and I have four leagues. And so I played Ben in all my leagues, except I wanted to see just how Matthew's going to be. And my husband said, you know, you might want to play him. I think he's going to actually go off because he needs to make a point. But it was funny because Tom likened him to the same kind of person, same kind of quarterback as Tony Romo. Remember when Tony Romo for the Cowboys used to score 40, 50 points and still lose the game because the other team also scored 40, 50 points? I remember watching one game, it was 44-48 and Romo lost. And he's like, what do I have to do? What do I have to do to win a game? Well, that's, I think, what happened to Matthew Stafford in Detroit, because he was so impressive. He was almost perfect. And he just, I mean, talk about a passer rating. And he can sling it. and he scored me 37 points in my fantasy. So, I mean, he found Cooper Kupp. He just knows what he's doing. They've got a great tandem because Robert Woods. But, you know, I see him and forget about what a great game manager he is. I mean, 321 yards, 3 touchdowns. WTF, Math, you did a great job. And now he gets reunited with his friend Clayton Kershaw and the LA Dodgers. So they're just so happy to be, I'm sure, to be in the same city together. But, oh my goodness, it was really interesting to watch this. But here's the one thing. Who do you think they played against? And everybody says, oh, well, they only played this team. Well, Andy Dalton was a starter. And as Steeler fans, we know, okay, well, he's not that great. But I have a feeling Justin Fields might be put in pretty soon because Andy Dalton kind of stunk it up. And so it'll be interesting to see how they actually make that happen. But Matthew Stafford, 156.1 passer rating, highest passer rating in any player in NFL history with his new team in a debut. So really, really good job on that. And I know that one of the things I was listening to, just to go back to the Kansas City game, here's a good WTF. The Browns were like, oh my gosh, this was such a great moral victory. Are there moral victories in the NFL? I'm asking for a friend. I mean, come on, talk about what the football. If you're not winning the game, you're not keeping your job. So there are no moral victories. Now, the Browns, did they hang in there the whole time? Yes, they did. Absolutely. But when you make a bad play and then you throw an interception and then you basically get on the ground and pound sand on the ground and throw a tantrum, you know, that's probably not what you want to show moving forward. So just kind of putting it out there, Baker, you know, stick to your commercials. I'm telling you, those are much better than what you're doing on the field. So that was definitely a WTF for me. And then we have a fun one when it comes to the Jets and the Panthers. And so, you know, Sam Darnold, he used to play for the Jets. So now he plays for the Panthers and he got his W. But I mean, he played the Jets. So he had a little bit of a rough start. But then he came through. He has, you know, Robbie Anderson, and he had a really nice scramble there, and also with Christian McCaffrey, but he's definitely got his jive down there, and hopefully he'll do well, you know, in Carolina. But I just think it's interesting just to see, you know, how many people constantly put some of these teams that are just terrible, and they've always been terrible, and they just keep saying how great they are. They're not that great. I mean, you know, I appreciate what happened in the Cincinnati-Minnesota game. I mean, I don't think anything about Kirk Cousins. I think he's an overpaid quarterback. Of course, not what everybody's getting paid now. But, you know, he's definitely got a big cap hit next year. But he is, I think it's $31 million. That's a WTF on its own. But they play the Bengals, and the Bengals won. But they won in overtime 27-24. And it was ugly. I mean, Joe Burrow, they're trying to sing his praises thinking he's so great, but it wasn't great. He definitely made some errors. I know he is a second year player, and he was injured last year, but boy, it's definitely interesting just to see that game, because you're just like, wow, these two teams are not that great. And so it's just whoever comes out of it. And we actually thought it might have ended up in a tie. But it's always nice when your other AFC North team doesn't win. And then let's just go to Monday Night Football. Okay, so now we have the Raiders and the Ravens. Best day ever. So now you don't want anyone to win there. You know, I am not a Raider fan. I am definitely not a Ravens fan. Either or any of you should be listening. But if you had to have somebody win, you don't want the Ravens to win because they're in our division. And that just helps us as long as they don't, even though the Raiders are AFC. So we're praying for a win. It was back and forth. A fumble here, a fumble there. They go into overtime, a missed read there. You know, it was back and forth. It was actually a really terrible game to start. It was just like, this is just a comedy of errors. And then we get towards the end and go towards second half, and it was just a back and forth, and the Raiders were absolutely celebrating. They were at the, you know, first and goal, and then they had a false start and had to move back. They couldn't get it in, and you're just like, oh my gosh. And basically all the way to the end, And then they finally just, Derek Carr passed one out. He did to a pickup that they just had, and the rest was history. So they ended up beating in Las Vegas the Ravens. And again, this was on a Lamar fumble. So hopefully, I mean, and he, I don't know if you know about this. This is actually an interesting WTF for him. You know, what the football dude, he doesn't have an agent. How does he not have an agent to negotiate a contract for him? So he's like, why, well, I got to worry about winning football games right now. He is trying to negotiate his own contract. And I don't care what anybody says. Don't respect that. Basically, in this league, you need somebody out there saying, pay me the money, and negotiating for you, because if you want to focus on football, you can't focus on the contract. And because of a lot of the outs and some of the non-guaranteed money and some of those things there, you need somebody that has your back doing that. So to me, that's not a good thing. That is absolutely not a good thing. And I'm really surprised that somebody hasn't jumped on his, you know, financial team and said, get somebody in your back pocket. So to me, that's a WTF for Lamar Jackson. Oh, and I want to do one final one. I thought this was interesting. So we know that in the Texans and Jaguars game, that Tyrod Taylor, he was the quarterback because Deshaun Watson was a coach scratch. So he is absent from the lineup. He's got legal issues going on. I remember Tyrod Taylor, he has been traded, what, 5 times, different teams? But he did so well. And he's getting Houston Texans through that game one. They won the game. He looked really good. He's not prone to big mistakes. He is a leader on the team. And so I have a feeling this is going to be interesting. But here's a WTF for that. I hear that one team, and this was something that was rumored, had offered 3 first-round picks and 2 third-round picks for Deshaun. And I'm just like, you don't want to get rid of him. I realize he's a good quarterback, but he comes with baggage. I mean, WTF, Houston, you got rid of all your good players. You might want to keep what you have now and get rid of somebody who's just a weight on the team. I mean, you no longer have your DeAndre Hopkins or J.J. Watts or anything. And, you know, you're saying, well, maybe I just want to keep, you know, our quarterback. Well, you don't have anybody for him. So maybe go with Tyrod Taylor. And if you're getting that kind, rebuild and stop with all the legal stuff. If somebody actually wants to deal with that, maybe consider that. But I guess that's on you. So that was just a very big WTF for me when I see him sitting there and he's not doing anything and it's not injury related. All right, everyone, that's it for me. When next time or next up, we have got the Raiders. We're at home. It's our opening debut. One thing to think about is that some of our rookies, remember, they have not played with a full crowd in front of them ever. So, and also our second year is what I meant to say. And that is a big WTF for them because they've never played in front of the home crowd. They've only played with a scattered, you know, crowd. And I think there was a time when we didn't have any fans. So this is going to be something for them. I know Ben said in his post-presser in Buffalo that Pat came up to him, our tight end, and said, it is loud. Just wait till he gets to Heinz Field. It is going to be just amazing. Wait till he hears Renegade and just the energy of all of our fans in the stands. So I'm excited for next week. I'm excited for Sunday. And also the Raiders are on a short week. So they played an extra long game. So hopefully we'll take our momentum into that game. And even though they won, we're hoping we can expose some of their holes there. So again, everyone, make it a great day, a great rest of your week. And thank you for listening to the Steel City Underground WTF podcast.
We would like to thank you for listening and remind our listeners to follow us on social media and our website, www.steelcityunderground.com.